Let me greet Dan Lorman again. Dan, thanks for sticking around with us.
Thank you.
And Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Foster. I just saw Dan on Friday. We had a good time down there at Cobo. So,
tell us what happened on Friday down there, because I want to get the scoop on what all went on that special.
Well, of course, Dan led one of the panels on cybersecurity, but I mean, the whole conference was Tom Billington. First time he's done it in Detroit. I know Dan knows him much better than I, but he introduced us and everything. But the real key was having Mary Barra, the CEO of GM, come on there in the morning keynote and telling everybody, hey, we got to work together on cybersecurity standards. This is really, very important for a whole myriad of reasons, the autonomous car, the driverless car, mm-hmm. privacy, all that. And when you got the CEO of GM telling the world auto community, we got to do this, I think everybody's actually listening.
Okay, what struck me as interesting about that, Mike, was that this is the opposite of what happened with the technologies for connecting electronics in cars. There was a whole bunch of different ones. You know, Chrysler had their own proprietary Uconnect, I think it was, and Ford had their SyncNow. In other words, there was just a whole bunch of different technologies out there for connecting electronically or wirelessly
your mobile
wirelessly
devices,
with vehicles,
yes,
right,
yes.
Exactly. And Dan, you with us now?
Yeah, I'm with you, thanks. Oh,
yeah, Mike was just talking about Mario Barra from GM, you know, kind of putting the challenge out to the car makers, hey, let's all get together on some standards for security. And I was just saying how different that is from the old path where each company was developing its own wireless technology, whether it was MySync for Ford or whether it was Uconnect for Chrysler. We can't play around here.
No, that's right. And it really was a whole shift in the thinking yesterday when they talked through that, you know, security was not going to be an area they were going to compete, that they were really going to cooperate and work together. And that's really a shift in the industry.
Mike, do you think that this is something that really was taken seriously by the other people, or was this kind of like, oh, yeah, okay, and then we're going to...
No, judging from the caliber of folks that were there. Now, Dan was at the reception Thursday night, and actually I talked to Dan before everything began, and he said it was like a who's who of the chief information security officer types from all the auto
Good.
Industry, you know, the makers, the tier ones. You were at that reception, right, Dan?
That's correct, and they just all come from what they call an auto ISAC, Information Sharing Analysis Center meeting, where all the different CISOs and leaders, both from Washington, the auto industry, the OEMs, the Tier 1 suppliers, all on how they share information, and they actually put out a best practices guide that's getting a lot of press on like what should the goals be for cybersecurity for the auto industry, really kind of setting the bar out 5-10 years, some pretty high goals that they have.
What are some of the key things, if you can make a couple of key things that need to happen that this will go through, that this will really happen?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I was on the panel Mike mentioned was the bug bounty, you know, really the idea of disclosure of bugs, if you will, and a bug mm-hmm. bounty program or crowdsourcing of bugs. And I think this is a new concept. I know Chrysler announced a couple weeks ago their
yeah.
program. GM has a program with HackerOne. Chrysler's FCA, Chrysler's using Bug Crowd and talking about, you know, the idea that the hackers, we know the bad guys are out there trying to hack cars. This is bringing in the good guys in, the white hat hackers, to help identify those vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
And really, I think that was a big discussion, a very positive trend that, you know, it's been out there in the software industry for years, but now it's in the auto industry.
Well, and it really has to, because if you think about it, we're heading towards autonomous vehicles. And when you have autonomous vehicles, you have a pretty hefty processing power in that vehicle.
Mm.
And that needs to be protected.
Absolutely.
Well, the new Chevy Volt, Mary Barra was saying, has 100 million lines of code in it, the
wow.
one that's coming out this fall. 100 million lines of code.
Incredible.
And she said that within a few years we're going to be up to 200 million lines of code. So, I mean, the old Bill Gates analogy of the car being a computer on four wheels, well, it's here, folks.
Yep.
And one of the things that she really was in, it's in that report that Dan makes reference to, is you got to design it in the beginning, not mm-hmm. add it on later on as you add more and more gadgets.
Right.
It's a whole different way of thinking.
Yeah, and you need to have standards when you design it in, and that's what that was about.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Excellent.
Very
excellent.
Very important meeting. I think this is going to change a lot of things, and And that's good, right? Because everyone's getting a little worried about the Jeep hacks and different things like that. That's only the beginning.
It is. We're just at the beginning. And that's why it's so important, if we can get it right at the beginning, to make some really solid steps and build that into the whole process from the ground up. We're light years ahead. Dan Lorman, again, thank you for being with us, and thanks for sharing this insight from that meeting yesterday as well.
Thank you for having me.
All right, it's good to have you with us. Mike, let's continue on for just a moment. Mike, by the way, as we told you, is the editor of MI Tech News, and you can get the subscription to that absolutely free. You get the kind of insights that Mike has been sharing today, and also news stories like, for the folks who are out in the western side of our state, this has got to be good news. Mason County is offering startups out there $50,000 in funding if they base their startup in Mason County, which is basically around Ludington, right?
Yeah, it's the Ludington area. The county itself is a little under 30,000 population, so it's kind of hard to woo the millennials up there.
But it's a beautiful place. Oh,
if you like the nature, it's the place to be. But if you like a lot of downtown action and fun, I'm not too sure about that part. But anyway, yeah, $50,000. You have to apply by July 31st, and all the details are at my website. But that is the fine print, is if you have an idea, you have to start it there, or if you have a current business that has $100,000 or less in annual revenues, you have to move it to Mason County. So, yep. You know, if they're going to give you the dough, they want you to develop it right there.
I love it. This, folks, is an example of some of the wide breadth of the kind of stories that you'll find on MI Tech News. And the way that you can subscribe to that is simply by going to mitechnews.com, put your email address in there, and it doesn't cost you a penny. Or you can go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, and look for Mike's smiling face, and then there's a subscribe button right there. Click on that and do the same thing. Put your email address in there. Maybe one more headline in here. I found this really interesting. This is Samsung and LG have been found guilty of dumping clothes washers in the U.S.
Yeah, they got found guilty of that a couple of years ago, and essentially, instead of sending them in from Korea, they shifted production to China to try to get around this. But so Whirlpool was very upset about this.
Absolutely.
Because they were undercutting their prices by a significant amount, yeah. And now they're going to get slapped with cash deposits at Samsung 111% more, and the LG washer is going to be 50% more, and they made it retroactive back 90 days so that they can't stockpile a bunch of them in the States. So for a change, the folks in Washington have really come down hard, and good thing, come down in one of our company's favorite locals based in Benton Harbor.
I love it. It helps out the Michigan business as well as an American-made business. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. Take care, Mike. Have a good week.
Hey, thanks, boss.